Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so jazzed about today's show and my very, very, very special guest today. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today, the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and we're going to talk about that. He received a medical degree from the University of Munich in Germany, pursued a career in cardiology, and we've heard his story before, and then went on to do something absolutely amazing and miraculous. And that is, for more than 15 years, you know, he has been looking at how to help all of us step in to that place of wellness. Very different model than I believe the cardiology model, just a little different right there. But, you know, this is something that he not only does well, but more importantly, he's helping so many people. And so I want to make sure you have his website, which is cellularwisdom.com. And today, guess what we're talking about? We're talking about life is a journey, but how do you stay in the vacation mind? Great question. And so we're talking about this. Do you dread the end of your vacation? How do you transition from vacation to getting back in what people call the grind? How can you have a vacation mind even if you're not going on vacation? Dr. Friedemann is joining me here today to have that conversation. And boy, I'll tell you, you must have known that, you know, my usual trip to Hawaii, it didn't happen this year. So I needed to hear this show.
Obviously, we're tuned in, I can't imagine.
I'm telling you. I looked at this earlier and I said, oh boy, do I need this. But let's talk about what is a vacation mind?
Well, you know, I had a lot of practice coming from Germany because we have 6 weeks vacations, 8 week vacations. So
Wow. They're
just longer vacations during the year. But even though I always felt after the vacation kind of the dread that everybody talks about, maybe because you had so much practice in the vacation mind, you feel like, oh no, now you have to shift gears again. And I remember when I was in cardiology, I was at some point asking myself, well, is that it? I have to work like this for the next 35 years in that daily grind, as you call it. So what can we shift? What can we do internally to make the time that we spend most with, which is work, during our adult lifetimes, more enjoyable, more like a vacation? And what are the hallmarks of the vacation mind?
And so, you know, for all of us, we know what it feels like. I mean, here's what's really cool about this conversation, Dr. Friedemann. I have a friend that, you know, I sometimes go visit, go on vacation with, right? So let's say that we have a 2 week chunk of time, okay? So here's her explanation. The first couple days, she's unwinding. So there's this unwinding consciousness. Then for about the next 3 or 4 days, she's like into it. And then she starts now getting ready for the next 6 days of why the vacation will end. So honestly, you've got this 2 week period of time that maybe you're unwinding before you're ready to get ready for the vacation to be over.
That's right. And I'm talking about the time in between those 3 days that she actually enjoys the vacation.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the time that, or this attitude and that, you know, I'm working with the subconscious mind. So that's a subconscious setting that we can also transfer into our everyday life.
So, you know, let's talk about that transference because, you know, most people would say, vacation. First of all, I don't even know what a vacation is and how do I have that state of mind? But let's talk about what is most important for us. What are the hallmarks of having this vacation mind? And, you know, truly, do we actually need to be on vacation to have it?
Well, we don't. But it's good to practice when you're on vacation.
Oh, my gosh. Mind, so. If you're ever going to do it, let's hope that when you're on vacation, you are going to do it.
Well, you know, and you're right. There are some people who are so exhausted and drained at their vacations so that all they can do is go to the beach and turn around every 30 minutes to get a tan, but there's nothing else they can do. So I'm not talking about that kind of vacation mind. I'm more talking about the vacation mind, taking a trip or a cruise or something where you're really excited and curious and all these kind of things. And so I have listed five hallmarks that I think are important just to look at and see how can we get into those things even while we are working. And I tell you, I have taught this to many of my clients, and all of them say not only they are more productive and more creative, but they just have much more fun during work. And that makes really a big difference.
Oh,
so if
huge.
You don't take work so serious and yourself so serious, but you really enjoy what you're doing. And I think that's a big difference.
It's huge because, you know, I mean, we attended a seminar on Thursday and we're finding out about the true consequences of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it isn't the fact that you may have a stressful moment today, but if you find that you're having a stressful moment today and then tomorrow and then the moments add up, before you know it, you're accumulating a whole lot of vulnerability. And boy, wouldn't we benefit from having a vacation mind. So what are some of the things? Okay, Benny looks
You're ready.
Like he needs to get going into it too.
So number one is really to step into an attitude of openness and curiosity. Because one of the things about, you know, being in a job is that we already have the expectation it's going to be exactly the same. And I remember an uncle of mine, he told me when he was 35 that he can't wait to retire. And so he was living his whole life for that idea, okay, when I retire, then my life going to start. And so he stayed in a certain rut, in a certain routine. And he died, unfortunately, with 62. And so it really did not work out that much. And so it's really important to change the role that you have, which is I have to plow through here. I have to really work hard. I have to make these career moves and all these kind of things that put us under stress, and change the attitude to a more openness and a more curious way. So, for example, when you go to work, there are certain things you see as that's just how it is. That's routine. And you're not even exploring if there are other options. Are there other things for you to find out? Is there maybe a way to not have lunch at the computer or in the hallway, but go outside in this little park just in the neighborhood and spend exactly the same amount of time, but really have that time out? See, the subconscious doesn't take a long time to relax. If you give the subconscious 15 minutes, it is recharged again. It's a very, very fast recharging battery, but it also discharges if you never spend time with it. So that's one idea. Or going out there, looking at work and seeing in your office that everything in your office is unpleasant, is gray, is just giving you the feeling of this is work and this is dull. And just decorating your office in a way that makes it more fun, that makes it more interesting. Exploring opportunity as work. There are a lot of people I know that work for big corporations. They have never explored the opportunities that are there. There are opportunities to do yoga. There are meditation classes. There are Tai Chi classes. There are things that are offered, but we often say, oh, that's not for me. I can't do this. I can't afford this. I don't have the time. And just really having the curiosity and the openness to take advantage of those things.
Well, and one of the things that I want to talk to you about is this idea of not having enough time, because that really is a hook. I mean, it is the hook that keeps people there at their desks, at their computer, trying to wolf down a sandwich or something, and really doesn't really afford, a break. I mean, what is this thing with not having enough time? How do we, because I'll tell you, if you can't get past that, my friend that's on the vacation thing, I mean, that was her thing. And then you get into there's not even enough time on the vacation. So how do we move beyond this not have enough time thing?
Well, you know, understanding that it's not a time issue that makes us productive, it's an energy issue. So if you are always saying you have not enough time, and you drain yourself and overwhelm yourself consciously and continuously, what happens is that you're just half as productive as you could be. So if you're spending some time of the day to really, again, recharge and be open, things are happening much faster and easier, and you get in 8 hours done what, if you're drained, you need 11 hours for. But again, you know, we have to change the attitude. And the attitude is, the longer I'm at work and the harder I work, the better person I am. It's like this puritanical idea, which unfortunately still is inside of us, and we really have to make a shift, because literally we are killing ourselves.
You know, what you're talking about and what you really hit on were some of these attitudes we sort of bring to the table. I mean, you know, we don't like our jobs. Maybe we do. But there's a gloom and doom. And, you know, it's as if the outer world is governing how we feel inside. I mean, where does gratitude and appreciation come into play? I mean, it's hard when you're like really not liking your job to be grateful for it. But boy, isn't that like a key?
But you even can like a job you don't like. See, that's the key. It's really, you're never a victim of circumstances. You just make yourself. And that's the second point. So besides the openness and curiosity, trying out new things, it's about taking control, taking charge. If you are constantly saying to yourself, I have to, I don't like to, they make me to, well, you're automatically the victim. But if you just shift a little bit around and you say, I want to, I decide to, I choose to, that in itself makes a huge difference, because you really feel that there is something inside of you just seeing things from a different perspective.
I love this. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, and I want to say that we're not done yet. We have some other things to share with you, what the hallmarks of having a vacation mind, what are some of those things, and who actually can do them. Well, we're here to tell you, you can do them, and we're here to share what those are. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Go to www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back.
Having so much fun on a white sandy beach of Hawaii.
Hey, Nick, how's the job search going, bud?
You know, not like I thought it would. I just can't seem to find the right company to work with.
Aw, man, that's too bad. But, dude, wait. I just heard on the Dr. Pat Show, she was talking about super supplements, right? Well, they're looking for someone to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Isn't that kind of like what you do?
Yeah, but, you know, I'd really like to work for a company that's doing more than just looking out for themselves.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. But, you know, I have a friend that works at Super Supplements, and she raves about the creative atmosphere. She says they work hard and play hard as a team of passionate people committed to health and the well-being of others.
Yeah, but I'm not looking for an entry-level job.
Not to worry. They're looking for senior-level experience within a multi-channel organization, having a background in grocery or supplements.
This sounds cool. What should I do?
Well, all you have to do is apply directly at supersupcareers.com. Dr. Pat wants everyone to have the job of their dreams, and this sounds like a winner for you, man. So all you have to do, again, apply online at supersupcareers.com. Go do it.
Super savings, super selection, super supplements.
Attention homeowners, if you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Rocks me all night long. Oh, last night in my dreams, I saw your face again.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, talking about vacations, Dr. Friedemann takes people to Egypt, and they're very, very special and sacred experiences. And so I want to just give you some information, and we can talk about this in a minute. But if you go to the website, www.egyptiscalling.com, egyptiscalling.com, I believe that you will see two opportunities, one that will begin September 30th. There may be a couple seats for that, but there's also another one that is going to take place February 7th through the 22nd. And maybe, Dr. Friedemann, can you take a few minutes and talk about these?
Sure.
And let folks know?
Yeah, I mean, these are...
Since we're talking about vacationing.
Exactly. I mean, these are definitely vacation minds vacations, because you are opening your mind and literally opening your heart to just experience something very, very special, which is Egypt. In a way, I think you need to go to Egypt, which is really going to those ancient places and the sacred sites with a private tour. That means there is nobody else around. You just have those temples for yourself. And it's a whole different experience, because you really feel these are places that have been used for meditation and worshiping for thousands of years. And you literally feel still the energy there. And every temple is designed to really have an imprint on us. And, you know, it's always said that the land has an imprint on the person who's traveling through the land. Well, that's certainly true in Egypt. And throughout the years, we found the imprint of Egypt is really to become more who you are, to have the courage to be who you are, and to really love and appreciate yourself more. So it's quite an amazing journey, and it's literally, and I'm not saying this just lightheartedly, it's really a life-changing experience. So we just love doing these tours, because we know everybody who goes just feels transformed and feels that this is rippling out into their lives years after the experience.
Well, I hope next time you're on, we can do a show about this, and Danielle will be on.
Yes.
And both Danielle and Dr. Friedemann Schaub have brought me a beautiful, beautiful blanket back from Egypt. And when I wrap myself in that, you could literally feel the energy and the vibration. And today we're talking about the hallmark of a vacation mind, and so how great this is. And so if people want to find out more, what's the best way? Do you have the phone number that they can call?
Yeah, it's 866-903-6463. And again, 866-903-6463. And egyptiscalling.com is the website.
Absolutely. And you know, we're talking about these. So we're talking about the intention to have fun, and then also widening of one's perspective, right? So let's talk about these and the concept of this vacation mind. But the other aspect of this I love, and this is a tricky one, that we be open to deserving good things. I mean, those three things, I mean, if we can master that, forget it.
Well, you know, and that's just what I love about, you know, when you watch people on vacation, watch yourself, you always reward yourself. You know, you go out there and you see, oh, there's ice cream, and it says world's best ice cream. It's maybe not the world's best ice cream, but you have the intention to enjoy it and to reward yourself with that ice cream, and you just do it. And it's just a 5 to 10 minutes of pleasure. But watch people sitting there and having their ice cream and being really in bliss. You can have this every day. It doesn't mean that you have to eat ice cream every day. I'm talking about just taking these 10 minutes of bliss and rewarding yourself afterwards. So I always recommend people to have just a weekly reward packed into your plan, where you know at Friday evening or maybe in the middle of the week, there's something you reward yourself with. If it's now just getting a massage, or if it's about doing something that's unusual. You know, here in Seattle, there is a place where you can rent for $5 a kayak. That's a complete different experience, and you just spend $5 and have a blast for an hour and a half and really are on vacation in the middle of the week. So make sure that you already by Sunday evening have highlights pointed out for the week, that you know, this is how I'm going to reward myself. This is how I decide to have fun. This is how I decide to stretch and get out of this rut and out of the routines.
You know, what you've just mentioned is so important. What can you say to help all of us truly take action to enact these things? I mean, we're talking about quite a few of them, and we're going to talk about connecting with family and friends, which is really, for me, right at the top of the list here. Connecting with my friends, it's just really important. But even I don't take time to do that. You know, what's the best way to enact these? And simply just do them. You know what I'm saying? Just do them.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I think that's where basically the subconscious can help you. And the subconscious is where all our routines and our automatic patterns and behaviors are programmed in. So if you do something often enough, it easily becomes a routine. However, in order to make it a routine, you have to have the commitment. You have to have the commitment, and you need to know why. And this is where this reinforcement of pleasure comes in. If you have fun, if you enjoy yourself, and you have the reinforcement at the end of the day that you're saying, wow, that was great, I really loved that week, the subconscious registers this and says, oh, he or she liked it, let's do it again. And that's already then the next step where, you know, next week it's going to be easier for you to stay committed. But you have to, again, this is a point number two, taking control. You have to be committed to that.
So, you know, I mean, there are some exercises, of course, that we can do. And I wanted you to share that because, you know, part of this is looking at how we can enact this. But I want to get to the connecting with family and friends part, because I think, personally speaking, that one of the first things that gets cut out in a I don't have time mentality could be family and friends.
Oh, absolutely. And again, and this is so easy, just to, you know, make a commitment with your family and friends to do this together. I mean, you can just talk about, you know, let's call every 2 weeks on Tuesday night and just make it a date over the phone if they live out of town, or just meet. You know, I'm talking about meeting during the week. It's not about the weekend. So many people live Monday to Friday in some kind of a numb state, and then the weekend is like, oh, I have to do something on the weekend. No, do it during the week. Spend some time, and even if it's only 45 minutes or half an hour, it's absolutely enough to spend time with each other and to make the day worthwhile. But I'm not only talking about families and friends, but I'm also talking about connecting to others. I mean, observe yourself. You're out there somewhere on a cruise ship. You're talking to everybody around you. You're friendly, and everybody has a good time, and you're just completely open. And all of a sudden, you put your business suit on and you're closed down. You don't even have eye contact. You didn't even talk. You don't even talk to the person, you know, that you see every day walking into your building. And it's really about staying open and staying connected. And I gave this also to many people as an exercise. Every day, connect to one person you haven't connected to yet. Just have a brief conversation. Say hello. Whatever it is, just make a connection and see what happens. And you are surprised to see how people are just feeling more relaxed and feel like, wow, there's really something there, just to be in the space where there's friendliness and communication versus this, okay, I'm like the warrior in my own war zone.
Exactly.
Here.
And here's what I want to say to everyone listening to the show. You know, Dr. Friedemann just gave you one thing to do. This is what I love about the holistic makeover. It's all part of, from the inside out, what we could do. Here's what we're inviting you to do. Connect with one person today. Connect with one person today. And, you know, we're not saying to spend money on it. None of that. Pick up the phone. And even if they're not there, leave a message. But the point is, let's get out of the gate and do something.
Exactly. And, you know, the comfort zone is getting so small when we are in the daily grind. And really get out of that comfort zone. Stretch it a little bit. I'm a big proponent and believer that being comfortable is totally overrated. I really think make yourself a little uncomfortable by, for example, talking to a stranger or connecting to somebody. Just open up. Even if you think you don't have time, especially then, and see what happens. Just have an open mind and be surprised that life all of a sudden is so much more interesting. You know, I had a client that I worked with, and she was already expecting something bad's going to happen because a colleague that came back from maternity leave told her, or was kind of, you know, this unknown factor. She was all tense and stressed about it. But then she changed her mind and decided, you know, I'm going to be in partnership with this person. So she changed completely her attitude. She even changed the password for her computer to partnership. Everything was changed. And the moment this person came in, it was a partnership without even having to do any communication prior to that. It was just very clear, my attitude is partnership. And she has a blast. She has a good time. So it really starts from the inside out. We are not the victims of circumstances here.
And that's why I love talking with you. It's always wonderful to have you on because I always hear something that I need to hear, and I'm sure everyone out there feels the same way. So I want to thank you for joining us here today. And if you wouldn't mind, please, let's mention your contact information again, the phone number, and how people can find out more about the trip to Egypt.
Yes, yeah, so it's cellularwisdom.com. cellularwisdominoneword.com. This is how you can reach me. I'm offering free phone consultations. I'm working with people all over the country, all the way down to New Zealand. So if you're interested, give me a call. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. Same number also for Egypt, egyptiscalling.com. And all our trips are listed there and a lot of information. So if you're interested and just want to connect, give us a call.
And Dr. Friedemann is going to be part of the Holistic Makeover. And we're hoping he's going to bring some of his friends, too. So this is all very, very exciting. How do you pick these topics? I mean, you know, just about every time you've been on, it's been something that I personally need to hear.
Well, I tell you, we're just connected.
Oh, my gosh. Please, everyone, remember what was shared with you today. You can have that vacation mind, and you can have it in the quiet and the comfort of your own home, in your workplace, when you're driving your car, and much more. And so cellularwisdom.com is the website. This is phenomenal work by a very, very talented individual, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Stay tuned, everyone. The School of Phenomenal Memory coming right up.